This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A Huron County jury convicted Russell Copa, 77, of fourth-degree child abuse following an incident at the Bad Axe Walmart where he placed floor cleaner in a three-year-old child's mouth and on the child's face. Security video and witness testimony confirmed that Copa opened a bottle of Murphy's concentrated cleaning product, dipped his finger in it, and made contact with child's mouth and facial area as the child shopped with the family. A Walmart employee witnessed the act and notified police. Copa denied the allegations, claiming he was only implying the act, but was found guilty after the jury reviewed evidence. He was acquitted of a separate count of witness intimidation related to a subsequent verbal encounter with the reporting employee. At sentencing, Copa received a 30-day jail sentence with credit for one day served. When the sentence was announced, he said he was innocent and declared he would not go to jail and resisted cooperating with the deputies before being taken into custody. And Deborah McCollum, Huron County Treasurer, will step down from her position November 20th after more than a decade of service. She ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, cited early retirement as her reason for leaving office. Her tenure included overseeing county finances during challenging periods marked by pension issues, the pandemic, inflation, fluctuating revenue sharing, which placed significant strain on the county's budget. McCollum's successor will be appointed by a committee comprising County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Tim Rakowski, and Probate Judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve out the remainder of McCollum's four-year term, though no date has been set for the committee's first meeting. McCollum's resignation marks the end of a significant chapter in Huron County's financial leadership, with her successor expected to address ongoing fiscal challenges and continue efforts to maintain transparency and accountability in county finances. A Saginaw man's been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. Chris Ramirez, age 26, pleaded no contest charges, including assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm counts. In exchange, prosecutors dropped additional charges such as assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, a term that will run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The charges stemmed from a July 2024 incident, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Court Judge Andre Borrello on October the 27th. And we will return right after this.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
And And we're back with a look at your obituary for today. Judy Ewald, 73, of Elkton, passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, October 29th at McLaren Flint. Judy was born March 24th, 1952 in Bad Axe, Michigan. She is survived by her brother, Jim Ewald, and a funeral service for Judy will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd at St. Paul Methodist Church, Elkton, Michigan. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 2nd at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until time of service at church on Monday. Burial will be at Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
So, Aspire Rural Health just put up an expansion to the specialty clinic here in Bad Axe, and I'm with a member of the team. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jamie Gettle. I'm the practice manager here at Aspire Rural Health. I oversee our family practice, pediatrics, and our podiatry clinic here that's brand new in Bad Axe.
And you have a new member of the team.
Correct, yes. So, my name is Dr. Devin Ricks. I'm originally from Idaho, and I am a podiatrist here, so I see anything from plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, sprains, fractures, anything you can think of regarding the foot or ankle. With podiatry, it's kind of fascinating. You get to work with anything from the skin all the way down to the bones, so all the different tissues and layers.
Stop in. We can schedule an appointment today, or you can give our office a call as well at 989-912-6810.
So what kind of services can we expect from Dr. Ricks at the Aspire Bad Axe Clinic?
So we'll do a full foot exam when they first come in, kind of get an establishment with where they're at as a baseline. I'll take a look at their gait, the way they walk, and then adjust whatever needs to be fixed, what's hurting them or bothering them, we can get it resolved.
So that's 989-912-6810. The trusted choice for healthcare for patients and employees. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
And we're back with more news. The federal government remained shut down for a 30th day as lawmakers left Washington for an extended weekend, leaving millions without access to full federal services. Both Democrats and Republicans face criticism from the public, especially as disruptions grow and some government programs start to run out of funding. Airline executives and travelers warn holiday travel could be thrown into chaos if the stalemate continues, putting even more pressure on Congress to strike a deal. Some federal workers have been furloughed for weeks, with others required to work without pay. While essential workers like the military are guaranteed continued wages, safety net programs could soon see delays. Quiet negotiations continue, but few expect a breakthrough before next week's elections. And Russia has unleashed its second-largest air assault on Ukraine, launching over 700 drones and missiles in a coordinated night attack. Ukrainian authorities say at least four people have been killed, including a young child, and many others injured. President Vladimir Zelensky has called for urgent international assistance and solidarity following the strikes. The attack further strains peace efforts already at a standstill. European leaders are calling for swift condemnation and potential new sanctions on Moscow. Humanitarian groups are mobilizing to support survivors in the affected regions. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Talk of the Thumb with locations in Caro, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
This is Lynette from Caulfield Agency in Seaboyne, your auto owner's insurance agent.
And this is Brenda from the Bailey Agency, your auto owner's insurance agency in Pigeon.
A lot of changes have been happening in auto insurance in Michigan. Let our experience help you navigate the changes to your policy. We not only offer auto coverage, but we can combine your other insurance policy coverage for your home, business, farm, life insurance, and others to give you more coverage for less money.
Stop in or call the Bailey Agency in Pigeon at 989-453-2422.
Or the Caulfield Agency in downtown Seaboyne at 989-883-3240.
And please shop our local hometown businesses during Pigeon's kickoff to Christmas.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.